Support for this News from Lake Wobegon podcast comes from the Sleep Number bed by Select Comfort, the bed that lets you adjust the mattress firmness to your preference, your sleep number. Pleasure to be here at the Minnesota State Fair. This is where us young Christian children came down from Lake Wobegon to see what the rest of the world looked like and to get in touch with some worldliness and bright lights and mysterious people unlike ourselves, and yet there were large animals involved and vegetables, so, and baked products, so it was all basically good. It's been a quiet week in Lake Wobegon. It's a beautiful warm week this last week, and this gorgeous smell in the air, all the last of the flowers and the grass and the green beans and the sweet corn just all seems to rise up into the air. There was a mist of humidity last Sunday morning when people went off to church, and this great sweetness in the air. This is the last weekend of summer, and so attendance will be very low at the Lutheran Church, but that's all right. The gospel text is where Jesus warns people against pushing towards the front to get a better place at the banquet, and Lutherans don't do that. They are ostentatious in their modesty. That would not be their problem. We are the meek. We produce the meek in Lake Wobegon. Scripture says the meek shall inherit the earth. Does not say when, and doesn't say exactly what inherit means either, but that's who we are. We don't have anything like this in Lake Wobegon. We had the 4th of July this year, but it was kind of a disaster. The parade was about a half hour late and starting. There were no floats, just a lot of kids on hay wagons and pickups. And the living flag on Main Street was more like the living quilt. And the fireworks started an hour and a half early before the sun even went down. It was not a great thing. It was a result of, you see, the 4th of July last year was sort of chaotic, and so people got up to criticize it in front of the town council and say it was about time that we put on a 4th of July that was worthy of our town. And there was an odd silence in the room, and they realized too late that in Lake Wobegon, people who argue with these things are then put in charge of them. So that's the story of the 4th of July. The boys are out on the field practicing the Lake Wobegon Leonards football team, going through their drills. It's clear seeing them that we will continue our tradition of sort of tentative tackling and cautious ball handling. You look at these boys who are suited up to play on the offensive line, and they look as if they ought to be in the drama club or writing for the school newspaper. In a small town, you are in the drama club, and you write for the school paper, and you also must learn how to throw yourself with near bestial ferocity at your despised enemy. And the boys were doing it cautiously out there. The meek shall inherit the earth. They may not win the game, but they have some consolation sometime. The road crews have been doing repair on the county road, and so a lot of the summer people have had to detour off that lake road that goes around the north end of the lake, and they've had to detour off on the gravel road that goes back in those hilly farms back in there where the Norwegian bachelor farmers live. And odd people have come into contact with each other as a result of these detours to Norwegian bachelor farmers back there, Shell and Turo, whose family comes from a little island, Smola, off the coast of Norway, off Trondheim, live on adjacent farms back there. And this big car pulled in with a man in a green shorts and a pink pullover top, and he got out to ask them, "How do I find my way home? Where am I?" These are island people. You see, that's the story behind the Norwegian bachelor farmers. Even though they left that island off Norway more than a century ago, they are still living on an island of their own. And though it may look as if that's a swamp and cornfields around their houses, actually there's a reef and big rocks and surf pounding on it. You see, they're on an island, and they see strange people come ashore. They don't necessarily feel it necessary to talk to them. That's where Norwegian bachelor farmers get their reputation. They may look at you for longer than you care to be looked at and give you a withering glance that suggests that you have greater problems than just being lost. Where would you like to start to discuss these? The Norwegian bachelor farmers are off in the woods and in town. They're getting ready for school. The teachers arrived this last week. Some of them headed down to the sidetrack tap for a little fortifying beer to get their spirits up for the school year, which begins on Tuesday. The school smelled of floor wax and smelled of tomato sauce from the cafeteria as the teachers worked to get their bulletin boards in order and get their desks all cleared and arranged and to write the rules up on the blackboard in capital letters. My name is Mr. Keeler. It is not hay. I do not answer to hay. I am not a horse. Any assignments turned in late will be an automatic F. Anyone who arrives late for class will be sent to the office. Underlined all of the verbs in here. Children don't notice these things. Children are far too cool. All of the students who showed up this last week for the junior high orientation, all of the seventh graders came. This is the age when you are most cool, the age of 13. If you can just stay clear of your parents, just avoid being around them so you're not associated with them. Cool young people who come early to master their locker combination so they can get it exactly right. One turn to the right, then you turn to the left, pass that number to the second number, and then to the third number. Click, and it's open. You want to be able to do that smoothly in three motions. You don't want to be looking at a little slip of paper. Be cool. Be cool. Just zoom, zip, 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 zoom, and open it like the cool person you are, and take that knapsack full of stuff that your mother bought for you and just stuff it. Stuff it back in there, all those notebooks, all those pencils. You don't need that. You just need one pen and you need some notebook paper, and you stuff it in your back pocket. And then you put your pants down as far as they can possibly go without falling off so that they're at the end of your right hand to reach into your back pocket. You never want to reach up for your back pocket. You don't want it up just under your armpits. You want it way, way down. Avoid your parents, if possible, your mother who raises her hand and asks dumb questions. Can we pay for the lunch money for the whole month, or do we have to send it? Oh, my God. Stay away from these people. They have nothing to do with you. You are cool. You're 13 years old. You're at the peak of coolness. Practice your facial expression. You only need one. A look of mystery. By the time you're 19, it's all over. Your face is an open book. You're a needy person. Seventh grade, 13 years old. That's the peak. 45, forget it. There's no such thing as hip. By then, 13, that's the age to be cool. The Lake Wobegon Whippets are the least cool people in Lake Wobegon. They were four games under 500 before they came into their doubleheader this weekend against Holdingford to wind up their season in the old sod shanty league. Ernie, the old knuckleballer, been plodding along about as good as ever. We did have this phenomenal young left-hand pitcher who came out of the woods. Nobody knew who he was. He just walked onto the field back in early June. He said his name was Bob. We thought that's what he said. He looked uncomfortable in his own skin when he walked along. He looked like he was going three directions at once, but he got onto a mound and he unwound himself, and he was a strikeout machine. Some days he was, other days he was a base on balls machine, but he was a beautiful pitcher when he was on, which was just now and then. It was finally Ernie, the old knuckleballer, who figured it out. Bob was unbeatable for 3 days before a full moon and 2 days afterward. Well, Ronnie, the center fielder, he said, my gosh, if he's good with a full moon, how about I moon him from the dugout? So he did, and that was when Bob threw that high inside pitch that clipped that batter for the Avon Bards, clipped him right on the chin. He took first base, and he kept on going. He just was walking unsteadily out towards right field. He was singing Tumbling Tumbleweed. See them bending down. The umpire went out to ask him if he was all right. He looked at the umpire. His eyes didn't quite focus. He said, Daddy, can I open my presents now? The umpire said, yes, they're down in that hole in the ground over there, just the other side of the first baseline. You go over there. Well, Bob felt so bad. After he'd struck that man, he couldn't pitch anymore. He walked off the mound. But it wasn't the worst thing that ever happened to that batter. He sort of lost his grip on the alphabet. So he couldn't work any longer at the post office and sort mail. But he got disability, and he got a job cooking up walleye, deep fat frying walleye. And he was happy doing that. The grease in the air seemed to lubricate his throat. And he became a singer. He sang Tumbling Tumbleweeds, and he sang Cool Water, and he sang Riding Down the Canyon to See the Sun Goes Down. A person only needs so many songs to make them happy. See, we just use our injury. We use it to make ourselves happy. That's the secret of art, boys. That's the secret of writing. It's the secret of music. We produce meek people in Lake Wobegon. These are farmers. These are people who deal with large animals. It does you no good to shout and wave your arms at large animals. You don't get anywhere. You just want to get out in front of them and hope they follow. But it's a beautiful place. We may not inherit the world anytime soon, but it's still a beautiful world that we have out there, especially this time of year as first frost comes on. Morning light, soft and bright, woebegone reveals. Early frost all across farm and woods and fields. Coffee done, I'll have some. Step outdoors alone. Look around, set me down on a slab of stone. By the barn, cattle turn, murmur in the pen. Strong and pure cow manure, I know where I am. I know where I am. Precious Lord, by your word, simple gifts are blessed. Creatures all great and small, heavenly love express. Love and faithfulness. Let the promise of salvation come by daily observation.
in this farmyard, Lord, be with us. My old dog takes his walk, sniffing every tree, every smell seems to tell his biography. Chickens dash across the grass, cats patrol the yard, seven geese marching east form an honor guard. Then a small trumpet call ringing to the skies, three loud barks, ruff, 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 wake up and arise, be in paradise, be in paradise.
That's the news from Lake Wobegon, where all the women are strong, all the men are good looking, and all the children are above average.